Okay, we're in the Drasha Saran, in the Drasha Rishon, the first Drasha, and the Masada of Cooks are on page Yud Zayin. So we are now summarizing again what the Ran had said beforehand, which is this idea about having a tzibur, that when there is a group of people or things or any group where they have the same problem, the same chisaron, the same issue, where let's say you have a group of people where they're all easy to get angry, you put them together, they're all going to get worse. They're all going to make each other even more, you know, riled up. So then that's bad. But you have a group of people together where they all have problems, but different problems. One person gets angry too easily. One person becomes jealous. Another person's haughty. Another person is too can't control their desires. You put them in one group, then even though it's a group of all bad people, let's say, but if they all have different issues, by putting them together, they'll all become better because each one has their own unique problem. So the one who gets angry easily, everybody else in the group doesn't. So they'll help that person get better in that way. And the person who gets jealous easily, in other words, as long as the different people in the group don't share that same issue, by being together in a group, even though they're all not good people, by being together, they'll become better. If you have a group of all people with the same issue, they'll all get worse. Okay, v'zosi atayna shor imes ba Koheles. So that's the claim he's saying that Koheles has. Asher imes ba Koheles ha'psakdin. Sorry that the in Koheles, Shlomo proves that this is correct. And Paskins, this shenasan lios ha'merkavim kulam hevel bilti balekium, that all of the things that make up this world, which aren't great in and of themselves, biosim mikubatim merkavim mipratim maskimim alzech yisarim ba'atzmo, that when you get them together, they stay. They stay on the same level as Hevel. That they're not going to last forever. That's because they all share that issue. All the things that are made in this world to make the individual things, the elements in this world, used to make up the larger pieces. Whatever, the different elements in this world that make up stuff, that make up matter. So they're all don't last forever, and therefore, when you put them together, they don't get any better. This does not tell you, however, that whenever you have problems in individual things, that when you put them together, they won't get better. If you have different things put together with different problems, different chisronos, different things that aren't good, if they're not the same, you put them together, they'll all get better. And this is the mila of putting individuals together into a tzibur, into a group, because the individual pieces will get better by being part of a group. Again, as long as they're not sharing the same problem, as long as they don't share the same chisaron. And the chisaron that you find in the individuals, you will not find in the group. Now the Ran says the Chiddush. Not only when you put a bunch of things together which each have different chisronos, does everyone get better? In other words, if you put, like we said, one angry guy and a group of people that don't get angry, even though they all have their own issues, one person can't control his desires and all that, so he'll stop getting angry so quickly because nobody else in his group does. It's not just that. It's even the people in the group who didn't used to get angry, they'll become better themselves by being next to that guy, as the Ran's going to explain. This is the idea of the chelbana that goes into the ketores. The chelbana is a very bad smelling thing that we put into the ketores, into the carbon that is meant for a smell. It's incense. So we bring that in the Beis HaMikdash. We add this chelbana, which is the only thing in the mix that smells bad. Even though this smell of the chelbana is not nice. So this bad smell actually makes the other smells smell better. It's not only that the bad smell will be mitigated by the other good smells. The bad smell actually makes the other good smells smell even better. So too similarly, Let's say you have in your group a couple of people who are very quick to take vengeance, and they take vengeance without being appropriate. Like they want to totally destroy someone who does something bad. You put them in a group of people who don't care so much when somebody does something wrong. Right? Let's say you have a group of people. Some of them, when they see somebody do something wrong, they're ready to kill them. The rest of the people in the group, they're like, yeah, whatever. I'll just let people be. So when you put those two together, you're going to have the people who are don't take vengeance do the appropriate action that they wouldn't have otherwise done. In other words, just to give an example, you see somebody do something terrible. Let's say they fraud. Someone commits fraud. Or there's something inappropriate. They don't keep the laws of the Torah. They're not whatever halach you want to think of. Well, let's just take fraud. Someone commits fraud. And you have a group of people see this fraud happen. So some of the people in the group, they're too quick to nakama, too quick to vengeance. They want to kill that person, literally. They want to go out and shoot the person for committing fraud. That's inappropriate. That is not the correct response to fraud. Fraud is a bad thing, but it does not deserve the death penalty. So they have these people who are ready to go out and shoot the guy. Then you have the rest of the people in the group who are just like, whatever, okay, make him give back the money and, you know, let's just go on with our lives. We don't want to be bothered. That's inappropriate too. So it's not as bad as the person who's too quick to vengeance and is going to go out and shoot the guy. But the point is that it's not just that those people will be reined in by the group, because the rest of the group is not like that and they're not going to kill someone for committing fraud. So it's not just that they'll make the bad guy better. They make themselves better, because they're going to be, this guy's ready to kill, so they're going to say, all right, no, you can't kill him. All right, okay, we'll do, yes, he should go to jail. You're right. In other words, it'll make them take the appropriate action that they may have been otherwise too lazy to do or too uninterested in doing, and that wasn't really appropriate either. It's not as inappropriate as shooting someone. But the point is that you can have a bad person that's not just by being a part of a group where those people don't have that problem, the bad guy gets better. Even the good people become better themselves, because that guy who has a midah that's taken to an extreme, it makes them become closer to what is appropriate. Not extreme, but appropriate. So everybody gets better. Because these people who aren't so quick to vengeance, but they'll be woken up, inspired by this guy, at least to do what they should have done. Even though the thing that got, you know, that made this all happen was someone being inappropriate, someone wanting to shoot someone for committing fraud. I'm just making up a ridiculous example, because I don't want to give anything more concrete. But you can figure out on your own. If someone does something that is inappropriate and people want to do to that person something horrible, which is too much, so will the tzibur, the community, reins them in, but the community may become better in that they say, okay, well, we should do something, you know, and they're, even though the reason they woke up to do anything is because of these bad people. So the point is that sometimes having bad people in your midst, or people who have certain averos, so it's not only that it helps that person not be so bad because they're reined in by the community, but it also helps the people in the community raise themselves to what they maybe otherwise wouldn't have been inspired to do. So that's his example, but you can come up with your own examples where, and that's the point why sometimes it's good to have the chelbana in, the bad smelling thing in, because it makes everything else smell better too. So he's saying, just like in this world, where the world is made up of different non-exciting parts like darkness and air and whatever, and through that all the things in this world are put together, use elemental stuff to make something much more complicated and beautiful. So too, he says, when you have a tzibur, a community, even when it's made up of people who aren't that great, when they come together, they become greater. Therefore, one should always be careful when speaking to a group of Jews that you have a tzibur there. I forget, a group of anybody for that matter, that there's greatness in groups, but certainly in a group of Yidden, you have that them coming together raises their level. So certainly, the Ran says, when I'm addressing this group of Yidden, whoever he was talking to, this is a group of Chashuv people, so when they get together, certainly one has to be careful when speaking to them, Divrei Torah. So certainly, now getting back to the point we started with, of when we talk about Maisa Breishas, someone who talks about Maisa Breishas is going to have, for sure, one of two possibilities. So this was all by way of introduction. You have to be careful when talking to a tzibur. So here he's going to teach them, talk to them about Torah, not only Torah, the most esoteric parts of the Torah, which is Maisa Breishas. So he says you have two options. Either you know what you're talking about or you don't. If you do know what you're talking about, so if you're going to talk about Maisa Breishas and you know really all the Kabbalistic stuff about it, you're not allowed to talk about that in public. That's a Gemara. You can't be Darsh Maisa Breishas Bishnayim. V'meineni yodei abo, and if you don't know what you're talking about, who also benafsho sheker, so then you're stam lying. Umeiko b'chvod ha-tzibur, and you're making light of the honor of the tzibur. Umor benafsho rim levavo, and you're showing what a balgaiva you are. Kein safik shezem mesuvav mibidas agaiva, certainly it comes from hubris, the fact that you're getting up and talking about something you know nothing about. K'mosh yod amr David alav ha-shalom, like David said, Hashem lo gavali bi v'lo ramu einai, Hashem, my heart not become haughty, and my eyes were not lifted too high. I didn't go in things where it was above me. So, it's showing that someone who is haughty, they'll come to talk about things that really are above them. Someone who has that character trait is low. Cannot be in the place of great people. K'mosh Amru, like Chazal say, him higiz daito HaKadosh Baruch Hu mashpilo. Somebody becomes a balgaiv, Hashem lowers them down. V'amra HaKasav, and the Pasuk says, lifnei shever ga'on. Before being destroyed is gaiva. That's when a person becomes a balgaiva, Hashem lowers them down. V'ischaiv HaKniya b'sibas ha'gaiva l'shtei sibas. The reason why a person needs to be brought down if they become haughty, a balgaiv, is for two reasons. Ha'achas, one is, b'pnei shividos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu midah v'midah. Hashem always acts in a way of mida k'neged mida. And since the person wanted to become greater than they should have been, so then they should become lower than they should have been. Everything, it's part of nature that everything is supposed to stay in its place. And if that thing is placed in a place that isn't for it, it'll get ruined. Just like earth, the air, if it has to go under the water, or if earth has to go above the air, not sure I know exactly what that refers to, but things only can last when they're in their appropriate place. And then he says, also it's in the nature of the creation that the higher things will go down, and the lower things go up. And that's why Chazal say in Pirkei Avos, Negad Shema Avad Shemei. The person's name goes higher, they lose their name. You know, this person becomes more famous, then they fall eventually. Kiteva Matzias Kein Chayev, because that's the nature of things. And there, most of them first explain that that's talking about someone who becomes, their name becomes great. In other words, they become a ruler over a lot. They eventually usually get destroyed. That's the nature of things, go up, come down. Nizbar zeh ba'omro, ve'ed ya'alem in aretz, and we find this from a pasuk, as it says, and the mist goes up from the earth, v'ishkes kol pnei adama, and that gives drink to the earth. In other words, the what we would call in our words, the water, the oceans evaporate, water evaporates, goes up into a cloud in the sky, eventually becomes rain and rains back on earth. So that's the idea. The things from the up the lower parts go up and then come down. Ki ha-shemesh poel v'over b'yisodos kulam ad merkaz ha-aretz. The sun affects the yisodos. Again, remember there's the four yisodos. The sun affects the yisodos on earth, which is the Afar and Mayim. The earth and water are on the floor of the earth. Esh and Avir, fire and air, are on up high. So the sun goes down, it affects the earth. And through the sun, it causes, which is Esh, it causes the lower things, which is Mayim and Afar, to go back up to the earth. Go back up to the sky, rather. Well, 1 second. Just to explain that, the water evaporates. What he means by the dirt going up to the heavens, presumably he means the water in the dirt, but I guess calling it dirt. So those go up into the heavens. And now the way the Ran is understanding this, at least conceptually, I don't know, is that the air in the sky, the avir, turns into the ground stuff, which is water. She's saying the lower things control the upper things. So the things up high, that's where he was going, right? The things gaiva gets lowered. So he's saying you see this in nature, in that the things up high, which is avir and esh, fire and air, so they eventually become the lower things. They become mayim that gets thrown back down to the earth. Because the avir, the air in the sky, becomes water, becomes the lower yesodos that are in the ground, the water and earth. And it's true, the fire, the sun, doesn't become that. It could have been that nature should have been that way, that the esh, somehow there should have been some esh turning into water or earth. Hashem, because he didn't want there to be any like fire rain coming down, Hashem made it that the esh doesn't turn into water. Just like water should be covering the earth, but it doesn't. Hashem set up the nature that water, the oceans do not cover the earth, they recede. Even though maybe nature should have been that water should cover the earth, it doesn't. And so Hashem sets up certain things in creation that don't fit maybe what should, because Hashem wants the world to exist. Anyway, this is just a mashal to a parable to the idea that when something goes up too high, it has to be lowered down. And this is the idea of the rainbow. It's clear rainbows are natural. It's when the sun's rays hit the moist air and become a rainbow. Like the Ramban says, by when Hashem says he's giving a sign to mankind that he will not bring a flood again. And this sign is a rainbow. So the Ramban there says, we have no choice but to admit to the philosophers, the scientists of the day, that the rainbow is not magical and it's a thing that's natural, that when there's moistness in the air and the sun hits it, that it can cause a rainbow. If so, that begs the question, so what kind of sign is this? The Ramban also discusses, how is this a sign? If it's supposed to, and many discuss this question, how is the rainbow supposed to be a sign that Hashem won't bring a flood again? It's just a natural occurrence. Since rainbows are just natural occurrences after rain, so then the rainbow must have existed before the flood too. If so, in zos, so that's no sign then. You're not going to say Hashem said, I'll make a sign that I'll never bring a flood again by making the sun rise in the morning. The sun was rising in the morning beforehand. What kind of sign is that? So since rainbows are natural, how was it a sign to Noah that he wouldn't bring a mabul by the fact that there were rainbows? Weren't there rainbows before the mabul? The Ran is not going to say this. I'm going to tell you the Ramah says that it could, you know, Hashem could have made it rain only at night. The fact that it rains in the daytime, okay. But anyway, here's the Ran's answer. Val Tshuva Bazeh, the answer the Ran says is, Kiterem Hamabel Hoyimu Sodim HaYisodos HaTachtonim Limshom BeYisodos HaYonim. So this thing that he was just getting got through saying, that things sometimes maybe should have been different, but Hashem created the world that they aren't different. Like water should have flooded the earth, or should have covered the earth, and they don't. So he said maybe it should have been that the lower things should have controlled the upper things, like he says, that the air in the sky becomes water. So too, maybe this should have happened. So then when there's a lot of moistness in the air, maybe it should have overpowered the Eish, the sun, actually, that there shouldn't have been a rainbow. So Hashem made it that that's not the way it works. That when it's moist in the sky, it isn't that the sun stops shining or that somehow it ruins the sun's rays. It doesn't. The sun's rays go through anyway and therefore makes this rainbow. Actually, Hashem could have made it that it wouldn't have, the nature would have been that the water would have overpowered the suns and whatever. So Hashem didn't set it up that way and it makes a rainbow. And maybe before the Mabel, it did work that way, where when there was moist in the air, there was no, it overpowered the sun's rays and it couldn't shine. If things would have been natural, all of the upper Yesodos, which is the, again, the air and the fire, should have changed to the lower things, like water. Because that is the nature of things, that the lower Yesodos are stronger than the upper Yesodos, and they change it back to be like them, like he says, you see, by rain, where the water goes up and transfers the air into water, the way it looks anyway, and therefore it comes down as rain. Okay, that's how the Rambam explains the Pasuk, when Hashem promises that the Jewish people will be like the earth. His children will be like the earth, shakol yidrucho alav, just like earth, everybody steps in it, v'achrona yala hu al darchov yashivenu alav. But in the end, what happens? People step on earth, and in the end, what happens? People die, and they go under the earth, and they become earth. So, just like that same idea, where things, the lower things end up, they first on the bottom, and they end up on top, and bringing them back to themselves. So if that's the nature, that the lower things, earth and water, change the upper things to go back to be them, so therefore, that's the all this kind of a mushel to this idea, that therefore someone who is haughty, they get lowered down to be lower. So that's the explanation of the pasuk that before being destroyed is gaiva. What Chazal tell us that if a person becomes haughty, Hashem lowers them down. This is the nature of things, that when things go high, they end up being brought down. Person becomes a black ayva, they become lower. And therefore the Ran says, so how am I going to continue this drasha? I'm here to talk to you about my sabracious, and so I'm stuck, because either I'm going to tell you, either I know what I'm talking about, and if I tell that to you, the things that are Kabbalistic and stuff about my sabracious, and then that's wrong, because you're not supposed to do that, and if I don't know what I'm talking about, that's even worse. So what should I do, says the Ran? And we'll just say this. The next two lines is answer. Vatshuva, the answer to that is, Kikol mash anam medaber b'maisa breishas. The Ran says, everything I'm going to tell you about maisa breishas, v'chol mash yivina bo achachamim kulam imlo b'shefa eloki, anything that Chazal figured out without nevuah, enu b'chlal maisa breishas. That's not called maisa breishas shechiv rabbesinu zal, yodav lastir lalimo. When Chazal said, don't teach people publicly about maisa breishas, they're talking about the stuff that you need to know Bekabbalah, Mesor, esoteric things that come Bekabbalah, that you can't teach publicly. So the rest you are allowed to talk about. So therefore, it's like any other drasha. And okay, well, next time we'll start about what he says about it.